NRSC rakes in over $25 million during third quarter fundraising. By Jacob Bliss on October 6, 2021. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, announced Wednesday the group topped $25 million in fundraising during the third quarter, gearing up for a tough battle for the Senate majority in next year's midterms. The Senate Republicans' campaign arm also announced that it raised $9.5 million in September alone, which is what pushed them over the $25 million threshold for the quarter. Heading into the final quarter of off-year fundraising, the group has more than $27.7 million cash on hand, having raised $76.2 million in the first three quarters, which has now exceeded the total fundraising efforts from 2019, the previous off-year before the last election. The NRSC announced that the group's investment in their digital fundraising program paid off, announcing that, so far this year, the group raised $13.7 million from digital and the first-time donors this quarter totaling 56,200. Democrats are seeing slumping poll numbers and declining enthusiasm among voters as Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer fail hard-working Americans from all walks of life, said NRSC Chairman Rick Scott, RFL, in a statement. Meanwhile, the NRSC is seeing strong grassroots energy to elect a Republican Senate majority to serve as a check on Joe Biden's radical, reckless, socialist agenda. The group also touted the number of total donations, 190,104, in September alone and the 21,400 first-time donors the NRSC saw. The group also had 188,469 of the September donations under $200 and currently have zero debt, meaning they can use 100% of the money they raised. This quarter alone we brought in more than 56,000 first-time donors to the party, more than half of all of our first-time donors this year, the committee's chairman added. American families are clearly rejecting Democrats' reckless tax hikes, inflation-inducing spending, and border crises. The momentum is on Republicans' side and will only continue to build as Democrats push their reckless, anti-American agenda. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.